Good morning once again. Father, we want to welcome you this day. We want to praise your holy name. We want to thank you for the day, for who you are, and whose we are because of the Lord Jesus. We invite you here, Holy Spirit. We ask that you speak to your people. We ask that the prayers offered today will go throughout the world, Father, for those that are in need, for those that are ailing, for loved ones that are lost, and for ourselves as well as our families. We dedicate this time into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Changing cultures. Then they said to him, John's disciples, like the disciples of the Pharisees, frequently fast and pray, but your disciples eat and drink. Jesus said to them, you cannot make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them. The days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. He also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new garment and sews it on an old garment. Otherwise, the new will be torn, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins and will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into the fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new wine, but says the old is good. One Sabbath, while Jesus was going through the grain fields, his disciples plucked some heads of grain, rubbed them in their hands, and ate them. But some of the Pharisees said, why are you doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath? Jesus answered, have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and took and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. On another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might find an accusation against him. Even though he knew what they were thinking, he said to the man who had the withered hand, come and stand here. He got up and stood. Then Jesus said to them, I ask you, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to destroy it? After looking around at all of them, he said to them, stretch out your hand. He did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Now during those days, he went out to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, and James and John and Philip, and Bartholomew and Matthew, and Thomas and James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Change in cultures. Do we do things by ritual? Do we do things according to tradition? Do we do the same day after day? Or do we truly rely on Holy Spirit to drive and dictate where we should go? Have you ever heard anyone say, well, we don't do it that way in our church? In our church, we do the announcements first, and then we do praise and worship, and then we do the collection, and then we hear the sermon. Well, what if Holy Spirit showed up and said, not today? What if Holy Spirit said, today all you're going to do is drop on your faces and worship me? How would that make us feel? How do you lead your day? How do you start it? How do you respond to Holy Spirit when he says do it differently? Do you do things by ritual? Do the traditions that you were taught as a child always dictate how you behave? Do you follow the Spirit's prompting, or is it a mechanical, now I have to do my devotional, now I have to do my prayer time, I have to be in this particular corner of the room for me to pray? Or do you have the freedom to do as Holy Spirit dictates? If you recall, the only times that Jesus really got upset and displayed his ire was against the traditions, against those that maintained the course of what humans would dictate, what the traditions were, in lieu of doing what God dictates from the heart. How often do we, in our striving to please Him, stick to tradition instead of following what the Spirit says? How often have you heard it say of others that do not follow the Lord, "I hate religion"? So did he. He did not stand by religion. Yes, he observed the law. Yes, he maintained what Moses and the prophets had said. But it wasn't out of a duty to do what was to be done, but what was being led by God. And being God, he followed that, and it upset him when others set themselves, their standards, their cultural norm above what was most important, which was a conscripted heart being led by God. To me, what this speaks is, does my life reflect what God is leading me to do? Do others in the workplace, out there in my family, strangers, when they see me, do they see Him? Or do they see religion? Do they see tradition? Do they see the things that turn them away from what God is calling us to do? In the devotion today, and I'll read it, I was able to discuss the topic of changing cultures with two university students over the course of lunch and dinner. This is Pastor Samuel Ng here in Hong Kong. They were eager to express the view that Hong Kong needs change. However, they agreed that even their new generation are becoming indifferent to it because change is not something that people like, especially when it doesn't directly concern them. It seems like nothing much has changed since Jesus confronted the Pharisees about the change that he was bringing into the world. He did not come just to patch things up, but intended to establish a completely new way of living. It wasn't about bringing in more man-made requirements, such as the requirement of the Pharisees to fast twice a week, but a radically free life that will also fulfill the law. Demanding change is easy, but it is a lot harder when we have to experience it ourselves. However, a change led by God will always lead us to a better place. So what are some of the things that you would like to change in your life over this Lent season? Pastor Bill Hybels suggested the use of 6x6 card method, but to put our top six priorities in the next 6 weeks, to bring a godly focus to our lives. What are some of the things, the top six priorities for change in your life? Reflect on that and see if indeed you are being led, as we all have been at some point in our lives, by just a routine, or truly how we can lay ourselves down and allow God to do surgery in our hearts and in our spirits, and then to pick up His hand and walk according to His dictates, according to His heart, that we may know His will and then put it into practice. I would encourage you indeed to put down on cards and reflect on those cards as Holy Spirit leads, to lead your life every day, a fresh new day. I always like to say, today is the first day of the rest of your life. How can you best affect that? Father God, thank you for creating me and molding me to be more like you. Please give me wisdom and strength as I go through the changes that you would like to see in me. May your will be my will, no matter how difficult it may seem. I know that you will always lead me to a closer relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Search me, O God.
Search me. Me and know all my thoughts.
Let us lift up the following in prayer, please, together. Cancer for Mary Westray's father, bone marrow, and stomach cancer for her uncle. Pastor Keith, prostate cancer. Eugene Yoon's mom with breast cancer. Pastor Sam's aunt, pancreatic cancer. And Lizzie for brain cancer. Chemotherapy for Jungmin's cousin, Yung Kyung, for breast cancer. Jennifer Kong for lymphoma, for effective treatment and no recurrence. Transplant surgery for Chong's brother-in-law, Vince, bone marrow, and also to find bone marrow match. Lord God, cancer is but a word to you. It's such a scary word to us, but not for you, Father. For nothing is impossible for you. So all these that are suffering through the various forms of cancer right now, through the power and the shed blood of our Savior Jesus, we command all of those cancer cells to drop dead at the feet of each and every one of these people that we've named today. We decree and declare a healing to come over them, Father. For you are indeed the great physician. And Lord God, for you nothing is impossible, Father. So even the worst kind of cancer whatsoever is nothing for you. So we lift it all up to you and we ask, Lord God, that you cleanse it completely. Each and every one of these bodies that we've lifted up to you today, that those cancer cells may fall, null and void, no more existing. Miracle, Father. We are calling forth miracles in these cases. In Jesus' name, through the power of his shed blood, for by his stripes, we decree and declare right now a complete and total healing. Father, we ask that the effects of the chemo that's occurring sometimes can be debilitating. We ask, Father, that you temper the effects of the chemotherapy and any other kind of treatments that they are receiving. Grant them strength. Grant them renewed vigor. And let each and every person keep their eyes fastened on you in Jesus' name. For illness and for salvation, Krista Chee's aunt that has breast cancer, Rachel Ahn's uncle for lung cancer, and her great aunt for cancer unspecified. Yvain's grandmother for dementia, hypertension, and diabetes. Johee's aunt that's in a coma. Tim Tang's mom for mid-stage dementia and severe hyper, I don't know how to pronounce that. For Tim Tang's sister for cervical cancer. Angie Leung's dad with severe asthma. Kenny Chen's cousin, testicular cancer. Pastor Sophia's mom for heart problems, hypertension, diabetes, and dad that suffered a stroke. For Cadence and Rainey's dad for lymphatic node cancer. For Jin's mom for ovarian cancer and her aunt for breast cancer, as well as for Pete Chen's father, fourth stage lung cancer. Father, we lift each and every one of these people right now up to your loving hands, Lord God, and ask that you minister to them. We also lift up the physicians and all medical personnel that are involved, that you grant them wisdom and the wherewithal to offer the proper treatment. But once again, Lord God, we lift each and every one of these people up into your loving hands, for you and you alone can reverse the ravages of all these diseases, whether it be dementia or asthma or cancer or even the person that's in a coma. Lord God, you can effect a miracle. So we're calling forth for miracles this day, Lord God. It doesn't matter what phase or what stage the cancer is in. You can reverse it. You can reverse that comatose patient. The dementia, the diabetes, the hypertension, Father, those are just words. And Father, the conditions is what we're after. Let the miracles occur that not only these people that we've prayed for, but also those around them can see your hand at work in Jesus' name. Other infirmities within the body, Alan Lunsford's for a stroke, Tracy Wang's uncle for partial blindness, Leanne Cheng's dad with Lou Gehrig's disease, KJ's mom for severe migraines, Pastor Colin for a brain injury, Pastor Sophia for a discomfort and a cyst, Evelyn and Young Cho's in vitro fertilization treatment, for Janine post-chemo pain and knee surgery, Victor Lung side effects from medications, Carmen Wong's grandmother for diabetes, deafness, kidney failure, and Jesse Lee for vitiligo and her immune system. Let's lift these people up in prayer, please. Once again, we lift up these folks that we mentioned. Lord God, disease and illness, even death, is not from you. So we come against it in the Spirit, Father. We draw the sword against that in Jesus' name. And again, we decree and declare a healing to come over these people that we've mentioned by name. Whatever their conditions, we also lift up those that are around them, their family members, those that do not believe, Lord God. Let this be a living testimony of your love and greatness for us in Jesus' name. For jobs, we lift up Hyge Kim, Katharina Chang, Mark and Pamela Starnes, Tracy Wang, James Chia, John Chang, Samuel Buchanan, Karen Lau, and Mark Moody. Let's lift these people up in prayer, Father. Father God, we recognize that you are the provider. So this day, Lord God, we ask for divine appointments. We ask for open doors. We ask, Lord God, for a host of the angelic being to come down, Lord God, and put together each and every one of these people with a situation, a circumstance, a person, an organization that will bring them together, and that jobs will be the result. Jobs that will be honoring to you, Father. These are your children. And we lift each and every one of them up to you, Father. And the folks that will be hiring them, that will be presenting the opportunities, let this be a testimony to them too. And let all the praise and glory go up to you in Jesus' name. For Mission Focus in Indonesia, for Phoebe Kupang in Singapore, Education Ministries at Noah's Ark, the SP Youth and the College Group, for families and marriages here at Solomon's Porch, for love, healing, unity, restoration, and protection, for the house churches, for Bel Air, especially McDaddy and Robinson family, for this coming weekend activities and the services, for worship, hospitality, for Noah's Ark, SP Youth, GIC, EG, outreaches in all meetings, and the anniversary weekend for Pastor Danny and Julie, all the logistics, and for favor. Let's lift these up to the Lord. Father, we lift up all of these outreach ministries, from small to large, from house church to individuals to marriages, to the outreaches from the church. All the different activities, Lord God. What's coming up for the anniversary weekend. Father, we lift them up to you. For you are involved in the details. You know what is required. You know what is needed for families and marriages, especially, Lord God, right now, as the family is so severely under attack. We come against that with the sword of the Spirit and the blood of our Savior Jesus, and we call forth restoration. We call for peace. We call for the Spirit of God to be intimately involved in each life, that husband and wife lay down their own needs, their own cares, their own desires, lift them up to you, and surrender themselves and to each other, Father. Let there be peace and restoration. Let the effectiveness of each and every one of the ministries that we are involved in at Solomon's Porch be executed in such a way that they produce fruit for you, Lord God, in keeping with your heart. In Jesus' name.